So, you are all welcome at Sri Sri Nitya Gaur Sundar Preaching Center, Novosibirsk, this evening, Ekadashi, very auspicious holy day for the evening class, and as I'm very thankful for all of you for coming, and I'm especially thankful to Madhupriya Mataji, Rupa Raghunath, for giving us opportunity to serve this yatra, and we are thankful to Vilayat Prabhu for taking care of us.
На программе Сатра Санги. Мы очень также благодарны, особенно Матаджи Мадхутри Рупа Раганат Прабу, за то, что они пригласили нас и дали нам возможность
сделать
такое служение. Также мы благодарны Вилаяту Прабу, за то, что он предоставил нам возможность делать такое служение.
And we are told that most of you are doing Bhakti Vriksh program.
И нам сказали о том, что большинство из присутствующих занимается программой Bhakti Vriksh.
Is right? In preface of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes, people in America is telling me that I have started Krishna conscious movement, but actually I am not the one. The father of Krishna conscious movement is Krishna himself.
Поступление Бхагавад-гиту, что Прабхупада говорит о том, что люди в Америке обращаются ко мне, говорили, что...
They said, Prabhupada, you started this one. He said, no, father of...
Вы начали движение Хари Кришна в Америке.
He said, if I have any credit, I humbly served my spiritual master. To please him, I presented Gita as it is. So Prabhupada gave father of Hare Krishna movement Krishna. I am the servant of Krishna and trying to serve the order of my Guru Maharaj. I am serving the order of my spiritual master and parampara. So this Bhakti Vriksh is the word taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila chapter 9. The chapter says desire tree of devotional service.
Bhakti Vriksh. Chapter
9. So Bhakti Vriksha, he will read from the introduction of the chapter what Bhakti Vriksha means. Okay?
Here
he
directly. Глава 9, читание Чаритамрита, 1 глава. Исполняющее желание дерева преданного служения. Шрила Бхактивинода Такур излагает содержание 9 главы Вамрита Права Махарши. В этой главе автор Шри Чайтанья Чаритамрита использует аллегорию, описывая исполняющее желание дерева Бхакти. Он называет Господа Чайтанья Махапрабху, который известен как Вишамбара, садовником при этом дереве. Поскольку он главный из тех, кто ухаживает за ним. Будучи высшим наслаждающимся, он сам насладился плодами этого дерева и раздал их всем желающим. Дерево преданного служения было посажено в Навадвипе, месте рождения Господа Читания Махаправу. Затем перенесено в Курушоттама, шефу Джаганатху Пури, позже во Вриндаван. Первым плодом этого деяния был Шри Шрила Мадхавендра Пури, следующим его ученик Шрила Кишора Пури. Образно выражаясь, и самим деревом, и одновременно его стволом является Шри Читания Махаправу. Парамананда Пури и 8 других выдающихся саньяси того времени подобно расходящимся в разные стороны корням. Из ствола растут две главные ветви – Адвайта Прабху и Шри Нитянанда Прабху. И они дают начало другим ветвям и побегам. Это дерево охватывает весь мир, и его плоды должны быть розданы всем каждому. Дерево Господа Читания Махапрабху объединяет весь мир. Нужно отметить, что с помощью этой аллегории автор объясняет миссию Господа Читания Махапрабху.
It okay? You understand what it means? So this Bhakti Vriksha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the gardener of this Bhakti Vriksha.
Так, говорится о том, что Chaitanya Mahaprabhu является садовником Bhakti Vriksha.
So you all are the nice, beautiful, fragrant flowers in the garden of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
И вы являетесь красивыми, ароматными и очень прекрасными цветами в саду Читания Махапрабху.
Because he is watering this movement.
Потому что он обеспечивает водой это движение Читания
Махапрабху. And the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is said Vishwambhara, one who maintains the whole world.
И здесь используется наша одновременно Читания Махапрабху Вишвамбара, что означает тот, кто поддерживает весь мир.
Вишва means universe, and Бхара means one who maintains, feed, nourish and maintain.
Вишва означает вселенная, Бхара означает тот, кто поддерживает или питает.
So here also Mahaprabhu is maintaining all of us. How will get this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Kaviraj Goswami here writes, first he is offering his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he is offering his obeisances to Pancha Tattva. And then he is offering his obeisances to six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So this Srila Prabhupada writes, this is the process. This is the process to receive the mercy in descending order. And then you will be successful. So here it is written about the first seed of devotional bhakti vriksh is Madhavendra Puri. Yeah, you know Madhavendra Puri? Is the personality Krishna appeared directly in front of him, offering him a nice earthen pot of fresh milk.
Он лично, перед которым сам Кришна появился, с горшочком молока и накормил его.
It's 500 years old. It's 500 years back, not thousands of years.
Это не 1000 лет назад было, это было 500 лет назад.
At Govinda Kund, on the Parikarma path of Govardhan, for 3 days he was sitting chanting Hare Krishna.
Madhavendra Puri Govardhana.
And 3 days he did not go out for begging, neither he got anything to eat. So Krishna personally, as an 8-year boy, cowherd boy, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam with his cowherding stick, brought the pot of milk and said, Baba, please, you take this milk for 3 days, you have not eaten anything. So how you know I have not eaten? He say, our mothers are coming here to take water from here. They say, you have not gone to everywhere, anybody's house for asking. You are not asking for anything. So, if you don't ask anything, anybody, then Krishna becomes really eager to give. This type of devotee is called a yachak bhakta. A yachak means not begging. Like Sudhama was requested by his wife to go to Krishna and beg something, and he took some gift for Krishna that was only cheap rice from 5 houses in 5 different sizes and color.
So,
torn cloth, 5 different houses, cheap rice in 5 sizes and color was the proof of his poverty. But still, it is a principle. If you go to king, you go to the Brahma, to saintly person, to medical doctor, you must never go empty handed. To the Lord, never go empty handed. Just take some flowers, some fruit, something to offer is a custom.
Но принцип таков, что если вы отправляетесь к царю, к гуру, к святому человеку или к доктору, нельзя появляться с пустыми руками. Это может быть какое-то очень простое отношение, подарок, но обязательно нужно взять и подарить, что-то принести, цветов или еще что-то.
But Sudhama was not asking to Krishna for anything. So Krishna became eager. He said, what have you brought for me? Give me something. And he was hiding because it was not worthy to give to Krishna. So Sudhama is glorified in Bhagavatam because he did not ask Krishna for anything. Krishna begged from him, give me something. He said, this is a beautiful gift you have brought for me. This taste is better than I can have. I have tasted Rukmani's chappan bhog. I have tasted nice prasad cooked by Yashoda. But this is very tasty.
Это лучшее подношение, которое я ел когда-либо в жизни. Ничего лучше этого я не ел, ни Шапангок, 56 подношений, которые мне готовят Рукмини, ни Мама Ишода.
Чайтанья Махапрабху, similarly, Рагхунатх Дас Госвами, when he was eating the rotten rice from Jagannath Puri, even not eaten by cows, washing in sea, and when he was eating, Mahaprabhu said, "You are having a feast, you are not giving me." He snatched and he ate.
Когда Шитани Махапрабху увидел отречение Рагунатха Даса Гошвами, который брал и подбирал лисы, которые не ели даже корову уже, оставшиеся лисы с Джаганнатха Пури, то Махапрабху он подходил, выхватывал у него из руки этот лис и говорил: "Ты наслаждаешься пиром, а ты ничего не даешь мне."
So God become a hankering to get from his devotees, they don't ask. So, if we are here to give to Krishna, then Krishna will give unlimited.
Для того, чтобы давать Кришну другим, тогда Кришна становится настолько удовлетворенным, что он дает нам все.
Prabhupada was sitting in Vrindavan temple and giving class. He said, "I started my this preaching movement with $7 only."
Все пропало, когда сидя во Вриндаване, повторяя джапу, сказал, я начал это движение санкиртана.
And today it was 73 or something. Today we have 7 billions worth of property all over the world. Said, is there any businessman who within 7-8 years from $7 can have a 7 million trillion thing all over the world? Is it possible? But he has not used this $7 in America. He brought it back to India after 3 years.
Но Шилурупада был таким бизнесменом, что даже не потратил эти $7, он потом, когда вернулся в Индию, он привез обратно.
And those 40 rupees, Indian 40 rupees, Prabhupada, when came back in 67, he paid to the taxi wala from Delhi airport to Chippewada.
И он воспользовался этими $7, когда в 67-м году он вернулся в Индию, чтобы заплатить таксисту за проезд.
And that Sardar Sikh, he heard this sentry person is 40 rupees. Though the fare was 30 rupees, he was insisting 40 rupees. Because he wanted this mercy of this person will bless me. So he is keeping those 40 rupees frame in his office. He was taxi driver at that time. Now he is big transporter. He is keeping it still in a frame like a murti. Big transporter. And then Prabhupada said, so Krishna gave everything because I did not ask for. I wanted to give, not to take. Prabhupada in America was asked by the Indian living there, Swami, have pant, coat, tie, eat with fork and spoon. In America, this dhoti won't work. And Prabhupada said, Indians come to America either to earn or studies, so they have to be like American. I have come here not to earn, not to get education. I have come to give them.
Поэтому они становятся такими же, как американцы. Но я приехал сюда не для того, не для того. Я приехал для того, чтобы дать вам.
So if they have to take from me, they have to be like me.
Я пришел, чтобы дать им образование духовное. Поэтому если они хотят принимать от меня, они должны становиться такими, как я.
And he made the people like him because he gave them Krishna consciousness.
И он сделал людей такими, как он сам.
So then Prabhupada said, so in your preaching, when person come in temple, look into the heart of a person where Krishna is residing as Paramatma. And then Prabhupada said, don't look in the pocket of a person which is on the top of the heart. So usually, if they are not a mature devotee, they look in the pocket how much money he will give.
Обычно, если бедные незрелые, то они смотрят на тех, кто приходит в храм, именно с такой перспективой, сколько они могут дать.
But you look in the heart. If he gives a heart, he can give everything.
Но если вы смотрите в сердце, если он отдаст вам сердце, он отдаст вам все и остальное.
And give Krishna to him.
Если вы дадите ему Кришну.
That's what he said. This is the secret of success. So money is a byproduct, it will come. When you preach, it will come. If you preach, people become happy. If their heart changes, they can give everything. They can give their life. What to speak of money? Here are the nice brahmachari, they are giving life to Krishna.
Они отдают все, чтобы там деньги. Они могут отдать всю жизнь. Вот у нас есть пример Брахмачари, который там дают. Отдают Кришне всю жизнь.
Our Vedapalak is there. Vedapalak, huh? Giving life to Krishna.
Vedapalak тоже жизнь Кришна отдал.
Yeah, Janaki Vallabh. Janaki Vallabh. Giving life to Krishna. Where is Janaki Vallabh? Janaki Vallabh is there. And this is Lochan. Padam Lochan.
Janaki Vallabh.
Padam Lochan. They are giving life to Krishna. This is called Balidan. Balidan. You know the word Balidan? No, you don't know the word Balidan. Balidan actually means sacrifice. This word came from Maharaj Bali. And Bali Maharaj promised to give 3 steps of land to the small Brahman Vamandev. In 2 he got everything. So he said, where can I put my 3rd? Foot. And Vamandev said, all these loka, this world I have conquered with my might, by my body. The Swargalok by my action, but I who got all these with my this brain is still with me. Please put your 3rd foot on my head. Say, I conquered with my own effort all this, but I am still there. The so I am offering myself. And then it's called Balidan. is the ninth limb. This is ninth item of devotional service. Atma Nivedanam. Everything given. Is the Bali loser? No. Vaman Dev become doorkeeper in front of Bali's door. Say, you enjoy, I am here to protect you. What do you think? I'm telling you one small nice story. Ravan, when was attacked by Ramachandra, he went to Bali Maharaj for help. He went to the Sutta Lok where Bali Maharaj lives. Where Bali Maharaj lives. Bali Maharaj is going to be Indra in next day of Brahma. So Ravan says, you are our leader of the Asuras, please support me, come with me, help, I have to fight with Ram. And then Bali Maharaj said, oh, you are coming, Ravan, from golden city Lanka, which is made of gold? I have to show you something. Please come in my backyard. And where he took Ravan and he showed something which appears like a pyramid, which was like mountain. Solid gold. Can he say, take this, Ravan, can you take this? He could not move, Ravan could not move it. And then Bali Maharaj said, Ravan, this is 1 year ring of my grandfather Hiranyakashipu. And that man who was having ear ring that heavy which you cannot lift was torn apart by Narasingha Dev like the elephant, baby elephant, twist the sugar cane.
И вот этот великий демон, чьи руку ты даже не можешь сдвинуть с места, был разорван, Нарасимха Дева, потому как слон разрывает легкость его сахарной красной.
So, Ram is same Нарасимха Дев. Don't make mistake, get out.
Рама, это тот же самый.
One earring was so heavy. You know, if you go sometime to Jaipur Museum, you see the king of Jaipur was wearing 40 kg shield on the body and 80 kg spear in the hand, and then he was fighting. And they were fighting. And if we have 20 kg, we cannot walk. This is 50 years back. It's not very bad. 50 years back. So Hiranyakashipu was having so heavy, you know, so they lived on this planet sometime. I'm telling you, But I started from Madhavendra Puri. Let's come back to Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri is the first seed which fructified in the practice tree of devotional service, because Krishna appeared before him directly. And then when Madhavendra Puri drank that milk, he was entranced and he saw the same boy asking him, "I am lying in the bushes here in Govardhan, please take me out, please take me out." And next day Madhavendra Puri got the villagers, they cut the all bushes and got nice deity of Nathji Gopal.
Так Мадхавендра Пури, Кришна сказал ему, пожалуйста, покинь это молоко, и затем он также сказал, я здесь нахожусь неподалеку, под землей, пожалуйста, раскопай меня. Тогда Мадхавендра Пури, он позвал на помощь жителей деревни, они вступили там в кусты, они обнаружили божество.
And again that same boy appeared. He said, I'm feeling too hot. Bring me sandalwood." So Madhavendra Puri in the last days he was singing a song which Mahaprabhu says he knows, Radharani knows, I know, I don't know anybody else knows. He was singing a mantra, "Ah Mathura Nath Kadavalokya," and Mahaprabhu said he only knows this, Radharani knows this, and I know, fourth person don't know.
Он пел постоянно одну мантру, и читание Махапрабху, позже осуждая Яни Мадхавендра Пури, сказал, что эту мантру знает только Мадхавендра Пури, знаю я и знаю Радхарани, больше никто не знает.
And in last days when Мадхавендра Пури was sick, invalid, Ishwar Puri served him manually and he was so pleased, he embraced and he said, Krishna Prem will always reside in your heart.
И последние дни своей жизни Мадхавендра Пури был очень болен, и он не был способен сам за собой следить. И Ишвара Пури исполнял всячески самое-самое смиренное служение для своего духовного учителя. И тогда Мадхавендра Пури обнял его и сказал, что Кришна прямо будет всегда обитать в своем.
And Ишвара Пури, Махапрабху accepted initiation from Ишвара Пури. He is the second seed of this bhakti vriksha.
И сам Махапрабху выбрал Ишвара Пури как своего духовного учителя, он получил от него посвящение. И по этой причине Ишвара Пури является вторым плодом, вторым семенем этого дерева.
And then Махапрабху himself became a big trunk of that tree.
И затем Махапрабху сам стал большим стволом этого дерева.
And he becomes the gardener of that tree. And the nine sannyasis become the root of the tree, unshakable tree of devotional service. Two big branches of the tree is Nityananda and Advaita Acharya. If you can read this ninth chapter, you can understand what is this devotional tree. We are doing bhakti vriksha. You call bhakti vriksha? What do you call? And you call bhakti vriksha, no? Bhakti vriksha means devotional tree. So the bhakti vriksha, you call bhakti vriksha leader, what do you call?
У вас есть такой термин лидер бхакти рикши, да? Есть лидер бхакти рикши.
Yeah. So I'm simply saying once Prabhupada was asked in England by a reporter, "Are you guru of George Harrison?"
Однажды в Лондоне у Прабхупада репортер спросил, "Вы гуру Джорджа Харрисона?"
And Prabhupada pause for a while. And he says, I am guru of no one, but I am servant of all. I am servant of all. This is the answer Prabhupada gave to the news reporter. I am not guru of anybody, I am servant of all. And this morning in the class we will saying guru is a service to the disciple, like parents serve their children to educate them to make a nice man. So guru serve the disciple to make him a gentle devotee to offer to Radha Krishna. So we should have a mood of bhakti, virksha, service, leaders. Guru is a service leader. It is the service we render to the to the congregation. Have a heart of a mother who cares for the child. Similarly, you care for those who are dependent on you for learning Krishna consciousness. Mother is caring, she is ready to suffer any trouble to see his child nourished, smiling, happy. Mother is Sohirda. Sohirda means well-wishing. And Prabhupada used to write at the end of each letter, your ever well-wisher. So you all preachers should have a compassion in heart as a well-wisher for the suffering humanity. Serve them, care for them. Serve and care. For devotees, if the junior devotees is there, he should have a mercy and help and serve him to advance. If the devotee is at equal level, he should become a friend and exchange gift, thought, and serve one another as friend. If there is a senior devotee, try to serve and get blessing. Taste for hearing Bhagavatam comes only by serving the devotees. And getting their blessing. And developing taste for Bhagavatam is a royal road back to home, back to Godhead, is the entrance is guaranteed. Your entry into the Vaikunth, there are gods, they only allows somebody to enter and somebody not to enter.
На воротах такой комнаты есть стражники, которые кого-то пропускают, а кого-то нет.
I am telling you one joke. Once a Panditji was doing katha and he left Badi and gatekeeper and Vaikunth, they say, no, you cannot go, you sit down. He was giving parvachan katha. And after some time, a bus driver was brought there, and they opened the door, and bus driver entered in Vaikunth. He said, what is this? I am speaking katha and I am not alone. Bus driver, why he is alone? And then the doorkeeper said, he was bus driver, but when he was driving bus, he was the rough driver. Everybody is chanting Ram, Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Maharaj, when you were giving classes, most of the devotees were sleeping. So if you sleep in the class, then my door will be closed. So the message which I want to deliver, that bhakti vriksha is started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It started by Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
He is the gardener for that bhakti vriksha. So we should have a service mood to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada mercifully extended the mercy of Mahaprabhu beyond India for the whole world. And the followers of the Prabhupada in the ISKCON, they are expanding it more, more and more. And you are also the follower of ISKCON and
Prabhupada.
In the future, after 5,000 years, when somebody will write some book like this, they will write branches of devotional service. So devotional tree of ISKCON were in Siberia, and these devotees were the leaders doing seva there. See, Mahaprabhu said, Prathvite Ache Yagam Jatra Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Hoibe Moya Nam Prachar. That's what Mahaprabhu said. In every town and village, my name will be chanted, Hare Krishna will be chanted. So it will happen. It will happen. God said so, it will happen. If you become the instrument in this process, you will be glorified. It is going to happen. Nobody can stop it. For 10,000 years, it will be a golden age. With love of God and brotherhood, peace and prosperity in the whole world. Faster we preach Krishna consciousness, quicker it will come and people will be benefited. People are waiting for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please distribute mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the name of holy name and the books of Prabhupada. Whole world will be a peaceful place for the humans to live. So we are very thankful for all of you serving here in a remote place in the world where people are afraid to come because of the cold, but you are bold, carrying the flag of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement and spreading it here. Prabhupada will be pleased and you are glorious.
Куда боятся большинство проповедников, даже дети, напуганные страшными морозами и другими условиями. Но вы берете и несете этот склад проповеди Шивы Прабхупады, поэтому Прабхупада без всякого сомнения благословит вас полно.
So. Thank you very much for doing this seva. Do it more, you will be more blessed. Any question or comment?